The signal arrived 17 minutes after we were supposed to die. At first, I thought it was another malfunction. The Odyssey had been falling toward Kepler-186f for nearly 6 hours, and by then, malfunction was pretty much the only thing every system on the ship still did reliably.
"Tell me that's ours."
Mara didn't answer. She leaned closer to the communications console, one hand pressed against her headset. I watched the waveform repeat across her screen. 3 pulses. Silence. 5 pulses. Silence. 3 again.
"No,"
she finally said. Something in her voice made me forget about the alarms.
"What do you mean, no?"
"I mean, it isn't coming from the Odyssey."
The ship shuddered violently. A warning light flashed above us. Orbital decay, 11 minutes.
I grabbed the back of Mara's chair. "Then where is it coming from?"
She slowly turned toward me.
"The surface."
For a moment, neither of us spoke. Kepler had been surveyed twice before we'd ever left Earth. No cities, no satellites, no radio emissions. Nothing remotely resembling intelligent life. Another transmission reached us. 3, 5, 3. Except this time, there was something after it. A voice. Faint. Distorted. "Human." Mara replayed the recording. Static filled the bridge. Then 4 words emerged from the noise. "Odyssey. Do not land." I stared at the planet filling the windows beneath us.
"That's going to be a problem, because according to the navigation computer, we had exactly 10 minutes before we did."